Well, thank God. Well, thank God. Seriously, thank God. How often do we say it without directing our words to Him? Shout for joy to Adonai, the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 100, verse 1. You can shout for joy and use the Lord's name without ever turning your thoughts toward Him. Mouth action without heart action is meaningless to Father. Truly thanking God is one of the easiest things to do. You don't need to write a note or make a phone call. You don't even have to text Him. You have direct, constant communication. It's commonplace today for people to use God's name to express joy, surprise, worry, fear, anger. If you want to be closer to God, try this exercise. When you hear or say the name of the Lord, picture in your mind's eye God's presence. Let His name become so special to you that the mention of it causes you to enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courtyards with praise, give thanks to Him, and bless His name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Years ago, the number 1111 began to stick in my mind as though it meant something. I would see 1111 a.m., 1111 p.m., $11.11. Many people have a number, and that became mine, but I did not know why. I felt like something special was connected to 1111. I began to use that number to remind me to turn my thoughts to Jesus, remember His presence with me. Now, when I see 1111, I smile and remember my baby steps back to my Creator. For Adonai is good, His grace continues forever, and His faithfulness lasts through all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. His name is too precious to just be thrown around. When you hear someone use His name improperly, take it captive in your mind and turn it back to joy and praise in your heart. Remember His name as He redeems yours. Be aware that Adonai is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the flock in His pasture. Psalm 100, verse 3. Take refuge in His love and shout for joy to the Lord your God. If this has encouraged you, please share.